Okay. Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivig Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shlemoth and Yo ben Soro, and the Ilui Nishmas, Malko Basarav Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shlomo Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and the Ilui Nishmas Gitel Basorav Eliezer Manoach. Parshas Korach is one of the tragic events of the 40 years of the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. But there's a lesson to be learned from Parshas Korach, which I think is always timely and always relevant. And that is that the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, he explains that the kino that Korach had was devastating. He felt that the entire management of the Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and the Leviim, and it was just like one big family affair, nepotism. His brother and his shevet and his relatives, and it was all like, and he was very, very jealous. And of course, that jealous led him to the most self-destructive effort in terms of starting up with Moshe Rabbeinu, and we all know that the results were tragic. But the Rabbeinu Bechaya, in a very short comment, explains that what went on over there was, and it's something I think which is very, very significant, when he talks about Korach specifically, he says, "V'chein kinoso shel Korach, that was hitriduhu min olam." It caused him to be remove himself from the world. Kinoso zois leKorach and all those that followed him, and they disagreed with the appointments of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the critical line. Since he thought Moshe Rabbeinu made it all up. It was his own personal decision to appoint family members to the leading roles in Klal Yisrael. Moshe answered him, "Ki lo mi libi. I didn't make it up from my heart. I didn't come up with this on my own." That indicates that that was Nucha Lilmoid. Yeah, and they said Moshe Rabbeinu made it all up from his heart. Now, because of this, the worst things ensued. An intense, intense jealousy which brought destruction to Korach and to his entire Edah. What it sounds like from Rabbeinu Bechaya, that had Korach been able to recognize that this wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu who made it up himself, but this was from Hashem. This was the directive of Hashem. Everything would have been different. The jealousy should be the same. His brother, his shevet, his relatives. If there's jealousy, that we're also part of that shevet. We're also part of, no. That would have changed. That could have changed. That would have changed had he known that Hashem told Moshe to do it. But the starting point of his kina, that which facilitated, that which allowed his kina, was the fact that he thought that Moshe Rabbeinu made it up on his own. And that, I think, is a very significant idea. Because the truth of the matter is, on one level, Korach knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was the authorized spokesman for Hashem, because at Har Sinai Hashem spoke directly to Klal Yisrael and appointed Moshe Rabbeinu directly as the manig, as the novi, and everyone else. Korach was there too. That was one of his titles. He also stood at Har Sinai. So, like, he knew, but there was room to think. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the spokesman, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the teacher of Hashem, and Hashem appointed him publicly. But maybe this one piece, it came from him. It was his own idea. He made this up. And that was the beginning of the end for Korach and his entire Edah. And it occurred to me that this is very relevant to us. and very relevant to our pursuit of bitochon. Because the truth is that if we find ourselves jealous at any point of any person, of any situation, of any individual, of anything, we know that it's all from Hashem. Intellectually, we know that. Korach undoubtedly knew it too. But emotionally, to take it from here, to feel it emotionally, it's very difficult. And unless it penetrates emotionally, that jealousy can consume us. And the only way that that jealousy maybe can be undermined or turned around is with that deepened realization, both intellectual and that feeling emotionally, that everything's from Hashem. Why am I jealous? Yeah, he has a new car. Yeah, she has a new job. Yeah, they have a new house. Yeah, this, yeah, that, yeah, the other thing. But it's all from Hashem. What I have is from Hashem. What they have is from Hashem. And that has to stop the jealousy. That has to undermine the basis for the jealousy, because it seems that jealousy is not completely or not only the what I'm jealous of what you have, but when I it's how you got it. It's you took it on your own. It wasn't given to you honestly. It isn't, you don't truly deserve it. If I knew, if Korach knew, that Hashem had told Moshe Rabbeinu, had assigned him each one of these appointees, then it seems he wouldn't have had any basis for his jealousy, despite the fact that he was so upset that he didn't have such a position. So if we have the ability to take the emunah that we have, we know everything is from Hashem. Everything is from Hashem. Hashem gives everybody his due. He gives everybody his chelek. And there's nothing we can do to take away from anyone. There's nothing we can do to enhance anyone. Everything is b'gzeiras kel elyon. And if we can internalize that emotionally, then we can avoid some of the greatest pains and pitfalls in human existence, which are in the family of jealousy. Jealousy consumes. As Rabbeinu B'chaya says there, a jealousy leads to hatred. Hatred leads to murder. Ad kedei kach. Because we become consumed with the jealousy. And it occurred to me that the way to internalize emotionally the knowledge that everything is from Hashem is with bitochen. What does bitochen say? Bitochen says, I trust the chesed of Hashem. That's predicated and emotionally validating and underscoring and expanding and emotionalizing that realization that everything comes from Hashem. Hashem's in control of everything. And Hashem runs the world his way and with chesed. And what he gives me is what's good for me. And what he gives someone else is what they deserve, what they should be getting. And it's all from him. And there's no reason to be jealous. If I say it intellectually, I'm sure Korach knew it intellectually too. But if I internalize it emotionally, then it can affect the midos. Then it can undermine the kino. So I have to be able to internalize the realization that Hashem controls everything. Everything is from Hashem. Nothing happens. People didn't make money because they're smart. People didn't make money because of anything. People didn't have success because of anything. People don't have anything because of anything, except Hashem grants it to them. And the best way to assure myself that I constantly realize and never forget and feel emotionally that it comes from Hashem is when I have bitochen. So bitochen says, I rely on Hashem. It isn't just an intellectual knowledge that Hashem is in control and Hashem does good and Hashem gives each person his due. But I feel it. I live by it. It calms my nerves. I have menuchas ha-nefesh, I have peace of mind. I can never be consumed with worry or jealousy because I know that it's all from Hashem. And I feel that it's all from Hashem and it's all a product of Hashem's chesed. Therefore, I think since jealousy is clearly one of the most destructive and consuming midos that a person has, and it's responsible for so much of the suffering that we have, The Rabbeinu B'chai is very interesting to look. He says that was the root of the problems between Cain and Hevel. He said that the sending Adam HaRishon out of Gan Eden was also a product of the jealousy of the Malochim, that they were Mesabu Besibas to cause sorrows for Adam and Chava. Jealousy is at the root of so much human destruction. And we do have a way to undermine it. And that is through taking the realization that it's everything that anyone has, and anything that was given to anyone, and anything that we might want or feel jealous of because he has that, she has that, and I don't. When I realize, and when I internalize emotionally and feel it, that's all from Hashem. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way Hashem wanted it. And he does the same for me. What's good for me, or what he wants for me, that can undermine that jealousy, can free us from this obsession with what someone else has, and can allow us to live a life that's free of hatred, that's free of resentment, that's free of friction. And the more we can free ourselves of pettiness and sinas chinam and friction, the more menuchas hanefesh we have. What upsets us in life? The human competition, the human friction, the human pettiness, the human jealousies, and there's nothing. It's all from Hashem. But it seems critical that we expand the Midas HaBitochen, because without taking the intellectual awareness of everything is from Hashem, and Hashem is Molei Chesed Barachamim, and internalizing it emotionally through the Midas HaBitochen, because Bitochen says, I'm at peace. I'm calm. I'm trusting. I know what's going to happen to me. I feel it. That's why I have menuchas hanefesh. So I've taken the intellectual awareness that Hashem is in control and runs the world, and runs the world with chesed and rachamim. I've internalized it emotionally. Then I become, I can't say immune, but I become protected so much from this terrible, terrible midah that seems to be at the root of so much, has always been and continues to be at the root of so much destruction in our lives. Therefore, as we concern ourselves with our own parnosa, our own health, our own shiduchim, our own tzoras that we have, our own security that we worry about, and sometimes we may tend to look at others and say, wow, you know, they got it better. I wish I had it like they had. I start to feel a little bit inside. The more that we can strengthen that Midas HaBitochen, the more we could fight that ugly and devastating and self-consuming Midah of jealousy, and the more Simchas HaChaim and the more Menuchas HaNefesh that we will have in our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. That through deepening the intellectual realization that everything is from Hashem and internalizing it emotionally in the Midas HaBitochen, we should be able to be protected. And I guess, in a sense, we'll be mekayim avoid the love of Lo Yisiyah keKoirach v'Chahadosui. We won't be like Koirach and his Edo. We'll be able to rise above that chisus, which consumed and eventually destroyed them. Have a good evening.